Welcome to the Time Out Podcast. We're going to talk a little bit about free agency, seeing that it starts Monday, NBA free agency that it is. It's official this morning. Kevin Durant has declined his player option, $31 million at that. So we're going to talk about Kevin Durant. Kawhi Leonard has officially declined his player option, so we're going to talk about him. Still waiting on Kyrie. But all signs point to, you know, him declining his and hitting free agency as well. I don't think Klay has done anything yet either. I think Kemba has done his, declined his, I'm not sure. But we'll get all into that. Like I said, welcome to the Time Out Podcast. Here we go. So, like I said earlier, this morning, probably about an hour ago, we got the official news that Kevin Durant has declined his $31 million player option to officially become a free agent. Now, as we all know, the interesting thing about Kevin Durant is that he tore his Achilles, or ruptured his Achilles. More than likely, he won't be playing next year. So whatever team he decides to go to will not have Kevin Durant for year one of this contract. There's been ties to him, you know, linking up with Kyrie in New York, more so Brooklyn for these past couple weeks. You know, Brooklyn has done some trades to kind of clear the cap space for to be able to sign two max free agents. And all signs point to if they get Kyrie, they'll let D'Lo go. Which we'll talk about D'Lo because I'm excited about that. But any team is going to offer Kevin Durant the max. He's Kevin Durant. Even though he has a ruptured Achilles, people still feel like he can come back and still be the Kevin Durant of old. I mean, he's 7 foot, probably top three shooting league. Even if he can't come back with his explosiveness, he still can shoot over you and you still ain't blocking his shot. So I still think he'll be effective whether he has the same explosion or not. Defensively, it may impact him. Finishing, it may impact him, but I mean, boy still got that stroke, so in this league with all the threes, hell, he can still average 25 just shooting threes and hitting a mid-range jumper every now and then. But I personally want to see him stay in Golden State. Kawhi Leonard, you know, did his thing in the finals, whatever, but me personally wouldn't want to leave on a situation like that. Now, there's reports saying that he's mad at the Warriors of how they handled his injury, which I get, but, you know, ultimately it was up to him to play. I wouldn't want to leave like that, you know, with him getting hurt, Klay getting hurt. I guess Iggy was hurt. So if I was him, I wouldn't sign like a 4-year, 5-year deal. I would probably do like a 2-year deal with the player options maybe. Or a 3-year deal with a player option for the third year. I would do this year because I'm going to be sitting out. Then next year to kind of get my feet back under me. And then that third year, I would maybe see where it's at and probably decline, know, and hopping free agency then. But Kevin Durant is what, 30? 31? Which is probably not a huge deal in today's times with the technology that we have and the way they, these athletes seem to take care of their body. But if I was him, I would stay in Golden State. The Brooklyn thing is interesting. I'm not from the East Coast, so I don't know. I mean, I hear people yell Brooklyn all the time, but I don't know if Brooklyn's all that attractive. I don't think with him and Kyrie going there, they're obviously they're contenders, but I don't think they will win. Just for the simple fact that both of them have an injury history, but more so Kyrie, he always seems to break down. I guess the difference between Kevin Durant and Kyrie is that with Kyrie, it's usually the same injury. It's usually his knee. Usually big men have knee problems. With Kyrie being 6'2"? It's kind of interesting to see that he has chronic knee problems. And he always doesn't look the best in shape. So he has a similar, like, Paul Pierce body. But maybe he'll start to take care of his body a little better as he get a little older. So Brooklyn, I'm not sold on that dream. Not saying he's not going to go there. I'm just not sold on them winning something when he gets there. Especially year one, because it'll just be Kyrie. And who knows, Kyrie might get mad at the man for a trade first year. And forget that Kevin Durant's on the bench next to him waiting to come back next year. And then you have New York. I'll preface this by saying that I am a Laker fan. I find it funny when people try to compare the Knicks to the Lakers or to the Celtics or hell, even to the Bulls. The Knicks ain't won nothing in my lifetime. I think the most two exciting things I have seen in my lifetime with the Knicks is Carmelo getting mad at Jeremy Lin because he was balling while Carmelo was hurt. And Knicks tape. I don't know if you guys remember that when they had JR and all them, Amari. They was out here yelling Knicks tape because they was doing good in the regular season. And then postseason came and the postseason came. But New Yorkers always seem to think everybody wants to go to the Knicks. The one free agent they got, I think Amari signed as a free agent. That was surprising. But I think he knew Carmelo was coming, but I bet he didn't know Carmelo was going to demand a trade 3 months before he could get there and sabotage the team. So that's my take on the Knicks. They garbage, really. But they have created space to sign two guys. They got rid of Porzingis, sent him to Dallas. And then they've done some other things. You know, they in return, they got DeAndre Jordan and all that with his expiring contract. So, the Knicks have the space. I'm not sure they have the presentation to, or the clout to bring Kevin Durant there. And it doesn't seem like Kyrie really wants to go to New York. It seems like all reports are indicating, it seems like he's headed for Brooklyn. Barring some crazy things happening. But like I said, if I was Kevin Durant, I would probably go to Golden State or stay in Golden State. I guess they're saying he wants to leave because he's not considered the GOAT or one of the top players ever played because he went to Golden State. I find that laughable because I don't know how him winning diminishes his greatness. Also, I don't know how losing kind of can diminish his individual greatness. There's plenty of people that never won a title. And let's just stick with basketball. Karl Malone. Some people consider him great. He didn't win nothing. Charles Barkley, some people consider him great. He didn't win nothing. Patrick Ewing, Reggie. Hell, even some people try to discount Hakeem's too because Jordan was playing baseball. So individual success and team success I think you have to separate them, because LeBron is great, but I don't think you can really put that finals on him against the Spurs the first time when they got swept, because his team was boo-boo. And so that's that. But I think Kevin Durant will finish. I hate ranking current players. Let's say that. I hate ranking current players because they can still do things to help their legacy. And to a certain extent, they can still do things to hurt their legacy. So I think Kevin Durant will finish as, you know, one of the top 10 basketball players of all time. Longevity matters, so if he doesn't come back from this, that could probably hurt him. But if I was Kevin Durant, I'd stay in Golden State. Running back, and go up against LeBron and AD and possibly D'Lo. But I think it would be more exciting for the NBA if he re-signed. It creates more of a storyline. I mean, I think if he went to Brooklyn, the Brooklyn storyline lasts a week and then it'll fall to the wayside. So I think it creates more interesting topic in the NBA if he stays. But like I said, if I was Kevin Durant, I would stay in Golden State. Next up, I want to get into the call. Kawhi. Man, Kawhi had an amazing season. I'll be honest, I didn't think Kawhi was a system guy, but I didn't think Kawhi was this. Man, Kawhi was hooping. I don't know what else to say. That boy was hooping. So I think the league is looking at Kawhi a little different. Yes, I think everybody thought Kawhi was a great or a very good player. Somebody that you would want on your team because he was a two-way player. You know, people always tried to say he was the best two-way player in the league. And now I think people are looking at him as like one of the best players in the league. Don't need to, you know, distinguish two-way or whatever. I think he's just one of the best players in the league. So now everybody wants to kind of get into Kawhi sweepstakes. I seen yesterday they were saying that Dallas was going to get a meeting. Now, I don't think he will go to Dallas. I'm not even sure if Dallas would get a meet. He's from California. They different. I don't think he really fits in the Dallas culture. But let's hypothetically speaking, if he went to Dallas, him, Porzingis, and Luka, they got something going. With Rick Carlisle as the head coach, that would be pretty scary. I would definitely put them ahead of Denver, Portland, all those other Utah teams like that, definitely. Houston currently constructed, I think they're better than Houston. Depending on if, let's just say Kevin Durant stays, Clay stays, obviously they're better than next year because Durant's not playing. But the year after that, I don't know. Dallas might be better than the Warriors with that group. I'm not sure. I would need to see how they fill out the rest of their roster, but I mean, you got KD versus Porzingis. Now KD is a better player. I'm just talking about height and stuff like that. They can kind of do the same stuff. And you got Kawhi versus Klay. I'm taking Klay. I'm taking Kawhi.
Sure.
And then I know Luka don't play point, but he can play point. So I would take... I still take Steph, but Luka is that dude. Y'all boys need to start giving him his credit. Luka can ball. Probably should have went number one, but yeah, that's another conversation. So I think it's a toss-up between the Warriors and Mavericks. Then, depending on what the Lakers do with the rest of their roster, like I said, I'm a Laker fan, but I would probably... take the Mavericks in seven in the series. But depends on who the Lakers get. I can change my mind. So I don't think Kawhi is going to get a meeting with Dallas. Or I don't think Dallas is going to get a meeting with Kawhi. But if he went there, I think that would be pretty interesting. He can go to the Clippers, but... I mean, who wants to play for the Clippers? Chris Paul had to go there by default. He wanted to play for the Lakers, and the league said, "Nah, we'll send you to their little brother, and hopefully you can just be happy you're in L.A. So I don't think nobody really wants to play for the Clippers. Yes, they have Jerry West. Yes, they have Doc Rivers, who I think is a good coach, but not what people try to hype him up to be. I remember he was a coach that was ready to quit Boston before they made all the trades, so whatever. I mean, Rick Carlisle has stuck it out in Dallas, and I don't think he wants to leave. So whatever. I mean, Doc Rivers is what y'all think he is, whatever, I guess. They have Jerry West, they have Doc Rivers, they have Steve Ballmer. When people always bring up Steve Ballmer, they always say he has a lot of money. But the NBA do has a salary cap, so I don't know how his ton of money helps. And I don't know an NBA owner that don't got money. So, there you go. Now, I don't know what Steve Ballmer really does off the court. So, I don't know his business ventures and stuff like that. So, I mean, I guess he can help that man make money in other ventures. But I'm sure a lot of people can do that. And they don't have their own arena. I mean... When the Lakers play, if you look up, you see numbers retired. You see 16 of them things, championships. And then when the Clippers play, you see pictures of Lou Williams up there. I don't know how I can compare. But if he wants to go, if he really wants to be in Southern California, then I guess he should have picked the Clippers. But I don't think they're contenders, or real contenders if he goes there. I think they will be good. I just don't think they'll win a championship with just him alone. They're not beating the Lakers currently constructed. If Kevin Durant stays, they're not beating them. I mean, even if Kevin Durant leaves, and they re-sign a healthy Boogie, I don't think they're beating the Warriors. I don't think they'll beat Houston. Because outside of Kawhi, I mean, okay, I guess they got Lou Williams who can go get a bucket, but I don't have confidence in Gallinari. I mean, Shea, SGA is good, but I don't think he's a difference maker. Shamet, nice role player, but he ain't going to tip a scale. So I don't think they'll be Houston if Kawhi goes there. I think they'll definitely be better than Utah. And depending on how much better Jamal Murray and Torrey Craig and Gary Harris get, they might not be better than Denver. So, if he goes to the Clippers, I mean, I guess he's just going for the lifestyle. Well, he's going to be in L.A. He's not going for lifestyle because ain't nobody going to talk to him while he's in that red, white, and blue. And that seems like the only teams that really have a shot outside of Toronto. I don't know how he feels about Toronto. I've never been. They say it's a nice place. I can imagine it's cold as shit, but I guess his best option would be to stay in Toronto and run it back and see how good they really are, because everybody knows if the Warriors don't get hurt, they don't win. But you got an agent, Marc Gasol. I would say an unreliable Kyle Lowry, even though he showed a little bit more, accountability in the playoffs this year. It was still too many games where he had 4 points. So I don't think your second best scorer can be how you're getting 4 points. Or maybe they consider Pascal Siakam their second best scorer. He won most improved the other day, which I think he deserved it, but I also think people are going to start game planning for him more. It's kind of like that number two receiver in football. They see a lot of one-on-one coverage, so you know it's kind of like that one-on-one receiver in football. I mean, that number two receiver in football, they see a lot of one-on-one coverage and their stats go up, so they think they're better than what they actually are. So they leave for a big payday and they become a number one. And now they're going to see all these double teams and, not triple teams, but shades and all that stuff. Stuff designed to stop them. And we wonder why their numbers go down. Juju, we're going to see about you this year. But I guess Toronto would be his best option, basketball-wise, I guess. And they can pay him the most money. I mean, it is a business, so get your money, my brother. So, if I was Kawhi, I'd probably stay in Toronto, even though the Dallas thing would intrigue me. But I just don't think he fits Dallas culture. But he seemed like a quiet guy. He don't want a lot of people bothering him. He really won't be bothering in Dallas because they got Zeke to worry about, because he's staying in the news every week. So, if he wants to go to a good team with a good coach and be under the radar, I think Dallas would be a good option for him. But I don't think they get in the meet, so I think that's right. But that's my take on Kawhi, man, and I'll be back to talk about young Kemba. Going on, like I said, I want to get into Kemba Walker situation. I'm a little pressed for time, so I'm gonna talk about Kemba, Clay, and D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell, for y'all that don't know who D'Lo is. All in this segment right here. Let's start off with Kemba though. So Kemba he made the, I think, third All NBA team. So he's available for the Supermax. So if I was Kimberly, I'd stay in Charlotte. Give me my money. Like, I don't know how many, sponsors and commercials and all that Kimberly can get, being in Charlotte. Or just being Kimberly in general. So I would definitely take Charlotte Supermax. I know people say, well, that means he don't want to win. He winning with his bank account, I guess. I mean, I play sports. Now, I'm not going to say I played at the highest level. But I think 30 years after you're done playing, you're not sitting at home saying, man, I wish I'd have took less money for that championship. Like, I don't think that goes through their heads. in the present moment, yes, I truly believe everybody wants to win. But I don't think, like, us fans view it, how we think they should play for $3 and sacrifice everything to win the championship. I don't think that's the reality. And I don't think if we were in that position, we would make that same decision. But, you know, so I would stay in Charlotte, but I think the Lakers are trying to, or the reports are Lakers are trying to create space for him. I read where Dallas is trying to get a meeting with him. The Knicks are trying. Well, there's a report that came out the other day that said the Knicks won't offer Kemba or Tobias Harris the max. So I guess New York's not interested in him. So I guess it's Charlotte, Dallas, Lakers. And there was another team that was irrelevant. I think Brooklyn even said something. But the same as Kawhi, I think if he go to Dallas. Now, they don't push them on the same level as if it would if they get Kawhi. But they're definitely a good team, very good team. I wouldn't say they're a great team with Kemba, but they would have so many different ways of scoring that it would be hard to stop them. Now, I don't think, you know, Luka or Kemba are the greatest defenders, so they would have to fill out their roster to kind of help, you know, beef up their defense. And they would have to learn how to hide Kemba and all that good stuff, which I think Rick Carlisle has the capability of doing. But if I think if I was Kemba, if I didn't want to stay in Charlotte, like if it was just about getting to a bigger market per se, then I would probably choose Dallas. Mark Cuban is a great owner for players. He's a players guy. So I don't think, yes, Cuban wants to win, but I don't think if he doesn't, he will bash his players. So it's a good opportunity, and you're talking about connections. I'm sure Mark Cuban can hook you up with somebody to make you some money. Hell, he can do it himself. So I think if I was Kemba, that'd be option number two, because I firmly believe Charlotte will offer him the max. It'd be stupid not to. I mean, Jordan can't mess up too much. And he's part of the Jordan brand, so I'm sure he's going to offer him money. But that may be why Jordan don't offer him the max, because he's like, hey, I'll take care of you on my brand. But there'll be a dumb decision on Kemba, I believe. So if I was Kemba, I would either stay in Charlotte or go to Dallas. And Clay, all signs point to Clay being, you know, re-signing with Golden State. I think his daddy even said it. Now, the only way Klay doesn't stay, if Golden State starts playing around and, you know, trying to get him to take less money, then I think Klay would probably look at the Clippers and the Lakers. I can't see Klay living outside of California. He looks like a California dude. So, I don't think anybody else should really try to talk to him. And waste their time, because I think regardless, Clay will be in California. That's my take. But I think he, you know, will be with the Warriors. So I don't think there's much intrigue with Clay Thompson, but I could be wrong. Now getting to my last guy is, you know, D'Angelo Russell. So everybody knows he was drafted by the Lakers and was traded to help create cap space by Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson came out. He said he needed a better leader for his team, so he decided to draft Lonzo and ship D'Lo to Brooklyn, which I'm not sure why D'Lo and Lonzo couldn't coexist. They ultimately, sounds like they ultimately selected Nick Young over D'Angelo Russell, which that's funny in itself. But now D'Lo is a restricted free agent. So Brooklyn has ultimate rights to him. Somebody can offer him a contract and Brooklyn can match it, and you know, he stays in Brooklyn. But there are reports are that if Brooklyn gets Kyrie, they will let D'Lo walk. So people are kind of preparing for D'Angelo Russell to become an unrestricted free agent. There's reports that Devin Booker is pleading to Phoenix to offer him a contract if he becomes an unrestricted free agent. Now, people may think Phoenix has the money because they suck, but they actually don't. They have a lot of bad contracts on them. They've tried to shed some by they traded T.J. Warren. I forgot where they traded him to, but they traded him. But they got a lot of bad contracts, and they only have like $14 million worth of cap space. And D'Lo is worth more than that. So I'm not saying that that can't be done, but I don't think it will be done. The Lakers are reportedly interested in meeting up with him. I personally would like to see him go back to the Lakers. I don't think he should have been traded in the first place. And, I mean, they're saying the relationship would have to be mended. I think all Pelinka has to say is that, hey, I never wanted you traded. That was Magic. We all tried to get him to keep you, but, you know, he was infatuated with Lonzo Ball. We wasn't. That's why we got him up out of here. And then we want you back. And I think with D'Lo, AD, LeBron, and Kuz, D'Lo is very good in the pick and roll. He ran it like 1,500 times in Brooklyn. He's a good passer, a willing passer. He's a good shooter. He can shoot off the dribble. He can finish. So I think if you put him in a pick and roll with LeBron or him in a pick and roll with AD and have Kuz in the corner, that can be a pretty deadly little offense there. Now, I don't know how great they would be on defense, because Kuz ain't the best defender. LeBron is fading as a defender. AD is a beast, and D'Lo kind of slow. So they would definitely have to beef up. They would have to go get a bunch of 3-and-D guys, people that can, you know, play multiple or guard multiple positions. So they would definitely have to do a good job of constructing their roster if they find if they get D'Lo, because then they'll be kind of cap strapped if they get him. So you have to find a couple guys that are really be willing to come play for cheap, like a JR. Shoot, I can't think of nobody besides JR that'd be willing to come play for cheap. I guess if somebody, you know, kind of cut ties with Damari Carroll or Jay Crowder, they can go get those guys. If they, you know, cut them and they already be getting paid from somebody else, they'll come play for cheap. But it'd be interesting to see what they do if they do get D'Lo. So I think D'Lo's best options is either stay in Brooklyn with him and Dinwiddie. But if Brooklyn gets KD and Kyrie, I think his next best option would be to go back to La La Land and save face, you know. Because once LeBron retires, AD's only 26, D'Lo's only 23. So once LeBron retires, then you have, or leaves, whatever, you still have a good core of D'Lo and Kuz and AD. So they'll still be competitive. If he goes there, even after LeBron is done. So, man, that's my take on NBA free agency. I'll be back with some more once we get a little bit more information. Drop a comment, you know, hit me up on Twitter, ask a question or something, and I'll answer it on there. Peace.